This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. We hear about scary news all the time.
We begin tonight with Bluebell Ice Cream halting production on at least 8 of their products after they're linked to 3 deadly listeria cases.
In kitchens, peanut butter. 30 people in 19 states were all sickened by salmonella.
The Michigan man believes he was one of 11 people in 4 states sickened by E. coli-tainted ground beef.
Who's out there policing the production of our food and medicine? In Philadelphia, it's Karen Campbell. She leads the investigations branch of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for our region, and she stopped by for our series, So What Do You Do?, where we pair lay people with the professionals who work in health and science. This week, the founder of Philly's Public Health Nerd Club, Jennifer Chapman, asked Campbell,
So what do you do? What does the FDA do?
So I'm responsible for ensuring that the companies that we regulate, that produce the consumer goods that, you know, go to you and to me and our families are safe.
Sounds like a huge thing.
Yes. It's said that we regulate about 25 cents of every consumer dollar spent. So medical devices, biologics, cosmetics, dietary supplements, tobacco, turtles, small turtles, raw milk.
What did you mean when you said turtles?
The concern is that they can transmit salmonella. Kids play with turtles, put their hands in their mouth, and they can contract salmonellosis.
Do you drink raw milk?
No. And specifically because raw milk, it's not pasteurized. It can contain pathogenic bacteria that could cause illness.
And you don't eat sandwiches from vending machines?
No. I mean, if you ask any FDA investigator that's been around for a while, you all, you know, you develop your own kind of, phobia about certain things because of what you've seen on inspection. I could tell you stories all day. I was with a senior investigator, I was being trained on how to do inspections. And we went to a place in Philadelphia. It was in an older industrial section of Philadelphia, an old building. And this place made sandwiches that you could buy from a vending machine. The senior investigator told me, now, Karen, I want you to go into the ladies' room and check and make sure they have soap, hot water, paper towels, and a sign saying that employees must wash their hands. And he said, I'm going to do the same thing in the men's room. So we go to our respective restrooms. We check it out. We come back. He says to me, well, I said, there's no sink.
Oh, no.
And then it just went downhill from there. We saw widespread rodent infestation. When the marshal issued the seizure warrant to the president of the company, he lost it. He went ballistic. He was so angry. He was yelling at the marshal. He was yelling at us. It was a very, very uncomfortable situation. And the workers, you could tell they were kind of stunned. I see out of the corner of my eye, a woman approaches me. And I thought, oh, well, instead of yelling at me, which I thought she was going to do, she placed a hand on my arm and she said to me, you have a very important job to do.
Wow.
Exactly. Wow. I think for me, it was a defining moment and it made me realize that this is a career that I wanted. You know, 31 years later, I'm still here.
So how do you find out about things that need to be investigated?
There's a lot of different ways. For example, a consumer calls, they fed their baby infant formula and the baby was ill. So we will go out, we'll meet with a consumer, we'll try to get, get some information, get the medical records, and, you know, kind of trace back where was the formula manufactured, get some samples to see if there was anything wrong with the formula.
Do some of your cases ever end up in the criminal courts?
Yes. We don't have to show that they intentionally decided to go against the regulation for just, you know, for being perhaps careless or just negligent or perhaps not really understanding what your responsibilities are for not following those regulations, even though there's no intent, you could be criminally prosecuted.
It seems like you guys cover so much.
So we can go as large as a multi-billion global company. So think of drug manufacturers, so places that draw blood and process blood, human food, pet food, animal feeds, veterinary drugs, human and veterinary medical devices, also consumer products such as microwave ovens and televisions. They fall under our jurisdiction as well.
Is there anything that you wish people understood better about your job?
I guess I wish they understood that we can't just shut down people. We don't have these broad enforcement powers. And let me explain that. I mentioned prosecution. We can enjoin companies. We can seize goods. But the decision does not rest with FDA. We have to go to the federal, the U.S. Attorney's Office and the federal courts.
And how long could a process like that take?
Unfortunately, it could take several months.
Mm-hmm. When you call a company or someone that you need to go out and visit, how do people normally react to that?
In all my years, I have yet to have anyone tell me, oh, this is a great time for an FDA inspection. but our inspections are generally unannounced. But I think most companies kind of understand that it's kind of, you know, it comes along with the cost of doing business, is that is you're going to be inspected by FDA. You know, they want us out of there as soon as possible. So generally, they're very cooperative in getting us the information and the records that we need to see.
Karen Campbell is Investigations Branch Director for the Philadelphia District Office of the Food and Drug Administration, and she spoke with Jennifer Chapman for our series, So What Do You Do? Tanya English produced this piece.